Welcome to Starlight Radio Show. This is Dr. Choi. I didn't talk to you for a while. I'm so sorry. I was very, very busy. And finding 1 hour of my tight schedule to do the show sometimes is quite impossible. But hey, I am tonight trying to keep my words and fulfill my assignment to you and to the people in charge of this great opportunity to talk to you through the marvelous world of electronics and the Internet. All right, so first I want to evaluate a little bit those stars. Right now, of course, the moon is in the deadly sign of Scorpio. And for those of you who have my books, for those of you who knows my work, you well know that when the moon cruises the sign of Scorpio, you better be careful of what you say or what you do, because people are going to have that stinger right there ready to get to your butt. Now, that is, of course, if karma is getting to you. I can see myself, you know, I try to communicate to some of the people that I used to be close to, wanted to share the great opportunity that is given to me through the MySpace, and I will approach that a little bit more later on with you. So I sent an email. I'm not saying no name, of course, and I was blown away by the reaction of that person. I was certainly blown away. I was hoping that she was going to be happy for me to, you know, I was sharing with her that I just did the stars of a very, very famous person that has a lot of very, very famous friends, and I was sharing that with her. And instead of getting, you know, support, what I got is stank. You know, she used really rough words, swearing. I was totally blown away from her reaction, and I, you know, realized, of course, that the moon was in Scorpio, and the moon was cruising her tail of the dragon, making her very vulnerable, very sarcastic, at the lowest point of a chart, very, very negative, put it this way. And I didn't think, really. I just went with my guts, and I quickly realized that I have to keep an eye on my own stars. I have to keep an eye on that moon in Scorpio. That makes people resentful, jealous, sarcastic, destructive, and so forth. So it was very hard for me to realize that the fact of the matter, there is still resentment within that person and me. And it's sad because, you know, you cannot please everybody, you know. And this is life. So I answer her my way, line them up to the world of Scorpio, being also crude and rude, and then I realize, what have I done? How silly it was for me to let the moon in Scorpio regulate my emotions. I should know better. But it was too late. The email was, and the answers, and the stinging energy was already gone. So what's the point to apologize after that? So, you know, I just wanted to share that moon in Scorpio. And I'm sure many of you received a wake-up call. Many of you had secrets to deal with. Many of you did suffer this nasty energy. And, of course, in the worldwide scale, I give the date for June 7th. And I wrote, for those of you who have been to my website, I wrote a quatrain, which I'm going to read for you. Angel of Death in Dark to Strike. It's pretty clear that some Middle Eastern terrorists were Angel of Death in Dark to Strike, ready to do something against Canada this time. Secret evil reign and rule afar. I'm telling you again, that is very clear. Secret evil reign and rules afar. What I was saying in this quatrain, and realize that this quatrain was written well before unfolding, as always, you know. clearly demonstrate the secrets people working in foreign land, and in that case, it was Canada. Nature to kill children, cry in vain, again. Fear tainted religion, blood, money, spirit lost. Well, as you know, the Toronto terror plot foiled. 12 terrorists were arrested. And the line for the window of June 7 was, of course, police secret terrorism. And I hit it dead on again. And then, a few days later, another one. That's the police in London with a report of a security incident at the British Parliament took place again on the 7th, involving the police, the security, and everything else, involving the moon in Scorpio. And I also thought, yeah, well, really, be ready for nature to go berserk. And I hit it twice. 11,000 people had to flee Indonesia's Mount Merapi volcano. And today, on the 7th, dead on, the volcano erupted in southern Japan. How more precise can I be? Not also that those dates were given to George Norrie on his show in January 2006. What amazes me is that those guys get tons of email from people like you asking me to go back there and to talk about it. And nothing has been done to reward me from the work that I do from coast to coast. Not that I am mad because they have a schedule, I understand that. But I have so much more to say and to explain. And again, I can only rely on you. So take the time to go to my website, people. Okay? Copy and paste my quatrain and the date and send it. Send it to George Norrie, to his webmaster, and, of course, to his producer. You have the address. So this way I can get up there and I can talk a little bit and make people aware. There's so many other things. Even here in Phoenix, a major dust storm blankets the sky and the ground south of Phoenix. We couldn't see more than 2 inches here last night and today. Again, my window dwells with weather, dramatic news, secrets, everything about sex. The Senate blocks same-sex marriage ban. Same-sex amendment is nonsense, the Dobb said. I mean, there's so many. I said to bury for famous people to die. Look, soul singer, songwriter Billy Preston died on that window. Grateful Dead keyboard, 51 years old, died also. Name it. You go to my website and you could see the incredible values. And I'm not tapping myself on the back. I don't need that. I am real. I am me. It's true. All is that. That is all. That's me. I don't have spiritual pride. I'm not an egocentric. I have something. It's real. It's there. And I believe the entire world should know about it, so this way they can work with me in raising their cosmic consciousness and stop suffering the will of Pluto, the will of Pluto, the energy of Scorpio. What is he going to take every single day, 24/7? I'm busting my head. I'm working. I'm doing all that I can to educate this world, to raise his cosmic consciousness. And I am just a little drop in the pond of the universality, while the sad reality is that all the majors, televisions, and radio broadcasting companies are under the jurisdiction of the Christian machine, speeding the apocalyptic time and Jesus saving their butts. My gosh, when is this world going to wake up and finally realize that Jesus is not coming back? We are responsible for our fate. We are responsible for our thoughts. We are responsible for our destiny. And until we start to understand how the universal mind interacts and affects our psyche outside of what science and religion says, we are going to be suffering the penalty of ignorance. Well, so I only have you. For so many people are listening to this show. I only have you. Do your homework. You need to trust me. You need to realize that I know what I'm talking about. And you need to put your efforts. Help me. Help me to pass my message out there, because you are a part of a big movement called the New Age. And your efforts, your words, your email, your support, and you contacting radio, television, including George Norrie and Coast to Coast, is an option for me to reach even more people. Well, guess what? That is something I'm asking you to do when you have a chance, when you finish that show, because George Norrie will be in the air very soon. Just make him aware of the facts. That's all I'm asking. Making aware that I gave that date a year ago, a few months ago on his show. I gave the exact date, and two volcanoes blew up, and more terrorism, exactly as I said, took place. It is you. It is you for the world to realize that there is people who knows what they're talking about out there, and I'm one of them. So I need your support. If you trust me, if you believe me, you need to help me. I don't have anybody else but you. And you have to play your part to help me so that we can change that consciousness. We can eliminate fears and ignorance and religious poisoning and start to open the door to the divine, helping the kids of tomorrow having a better life and have faith. Well, that is my request to you tonight. Might as well do it when the moon is in Scorpio, because that's where I'm going to reach you. This is where you, more than ever, will be able to perceive the values of what I have to offer to the world and become a participant. Every single email you're going to sign, every little word you're going to say, every time you promote my newsletters or my website, you are actually doing a good job. Not for me. My gosh, you're not doing it for me. I drive the Corvette. I have the money. I have the fame. I have it all. You're not doing it for me. You're doing it for the kids of tomorrow. We need to spread the word. Now, for those of you again who went to my website, there is another little window here. 666, the evil number, that is what is on my website. And again, I say, help me to bring hope to the children. And there is an area for you to click and read. Read my feedback of why it's so important to stop this carnage of ignorance and stupidity. When the children are reading that there's no hopes, we are going to die, God's going to punish us, this is what they've been poisoned with, how do you think those kids are going to live their life? Well, might as well have as much sex as possible, and might as well get high or get drunk as far as possible, because we ain't going to be there tomorrow. Well, you know, Jesus is not coming back, we're going to die. My gosh, when will those people responsible that handle the media realize the damage they're doing to the psyche of those poor kids? There's no hopes for them. And the same with May 25th, the end of this world, this lunatic from France that was saying that a big chunk of the universe is going to crash in the middle of the ocean and we're all going to die a terrible death and blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. And I just lost it with that one. Go there and read my two newsletters. Read my feedback. And even on that one, I already told you, there'll be a lunatic that will find something to talk about. And that was the 666 dilemma. A few weeks later, my own prediction came true again. There will be hysteria again. And I got letters from people. I get email from people. Dr. Tree, are we going to die of that chicken disease? Dr. Tree, is the end of the world? My gosh, no. We could turn everything around. And that's where I need you, to be logical, to cast aside all the fears that was encrusted in your head as you were growing up by your parents who were themselves poisoned, but your grandparents who didn't know better. That is the energy of Neptune and Pisces, deception, illusion, confinement, guilt, fears, uncontrolled imagination, this got to go. It's got to be replaced by the edge of Aquarius, intelligence, education, understanding your relationship with the divine and the working of the universal mind, so that you can lead yourself into a more productive life and be very successful, like I am. It's all a matter of education. But you know what? The sad reality is that some of you would rather watch TV all day long with football or, I don't know, than to do the homework and read material that can help you to find stability and peace of mind. Not saying you per se, because you're listening to me, talking about 99.9 of the rest of the people who are stuck in their fear and ignorance and wondering why they don't have a good life. They are losing themselves into some famous people having babies, for God's sake. What does that do to you? My gosh. Live your life. Don't dream through your life. Or don't live someone else's life. Be a participant. Be an active ingredient of light on life. Back me up. Help me. Let me get these things going. Guess what? You remember my philosophy, the future is nothing else than the reincarnation of the thought. And I know very well, being an hypnotherapist, that somewhere, somehow, my subconscious and the superconscious in time and space will lead me to the people that will help me to reach the masses. Guess what? Let me tell you something. I was supposed to go to San Francisco. I had to meet some people to do some TV show or some movies in Sedona. It was an important time for me, and it was quite important for me to be there. I was supposed to go there with somebody. Sad enough, things went completely out of order, and I didn't fancy to drive such a long trip by myself. So my entire planning went crashing. Everything went down the drain, and I was, excuse my French, pissed off. No other word. Really upset. I said, I can't freaking believe this. I actually planned this for weeks, and at the very last moment where I was supposed to get into the car, the entire plan goes down the drain. Was I upset? Then I caught myself and I said, you know, like I always said to my student, you can't control other people, thought, behavior. You can't control your environment or the weather. But you can't control yourself. And this is just what I did. I said, well, the universe must have a plan for me. So I back off, and instead of getting crazy and upset at everybody that disturbed my plan, I trusted the universe for something else. And for God's name, was I right? I was supposed to go there on Friday. I changed my plan. I said, no, I'm going to go on Saturday, save a day. Everything went out of order. I find myself sitting in my office wondering what was the universe going to bring me. What was the reason for this big failure on a waxing moon? And I thought, well, I'm going to find out sooner or later. And then the telephone rang. And this gentleman, Brian McGill, which is a very, very famous, very powerful guy. And again, if you sign up for my newsletters, you can go to myspace.com and you can read this man's phenomenal gift. He's an artist, like a very, very gifted man. You go to his website, he's got endorsement from the president, from some very famous people, from all walks of life. Brian McGill was the person that the universe wanted me to talk to meet. And had I gone to San Francisco, of course I would not have taken my cell phone or forward my phone all the way there, because it's a way for me to get away from the office and all the calls. So I could do nothing else than to pick up my phone and get connected with this genius man. He made me aware that MySpace.com is not just a place where a kid goes to dating. He made me aware of the avenues, the potential, the business opportunities, as this is going through the billions of people and the millions of dollars someone bought MySpace.com for a few hundred million of dollars. That tells you the potential and the numbers, the mathematics, the logistic involving this MySpace.com. I had no clue. As a matter of fact, I used to get pretty pissed off, that's another French word that I have, when I was looking at my ex-girlfriend, you know, spending all day long on that thing. I said, what are you doing there? Is there any way for you to be more productive or write a book or do something instead of wasting your time at MySpace.com? Am I glad that I was able to reevaluate my thoughts, my judgment, my thinking process about MySpace.com, because I had no clue. I was an imbecile. I had no idea. And that's the beauty of being a human, because only donkeys don't change their minds. So I was able to see the potential, the option, the unlimitedness of opportunities given to me. And then Brian McGill really made me aware of the gold mine. And he says, you know what, Dr. Cherry, I've been watching your work for years. I have decided to call you. And I have realized that you are the man. He's a Scorpio. And as you know, Scorpio don't mess up. Scorpio would never waste time with you or anybody unless they have done a very thoughtful job about yourself in investigating your true self and your gifts. I was speechless. I was listening to this man. You know, I'm used to get a lot of compliments and tons of emails and support and letters and faxes and name it. I don't even know what to do with them anymore. But, you know, listening to this man's voice, his passion, his feeling, I could feel that, my gosh, this guy actually means everything he said. It's okay when you read it, you know. Okay, another good one, another email saying I'm great. Okay, all this and that. I'm so used to have become obliterated to compliments. But when you have someone on the phone expressing itself in such a depth, he made me realize. And then I know the rules. When I asked him, the month he was born, I already knew he had to be the scorpionic energy. Oh, he said, I was born in November. Then I started to tell him, you know what? When I was in France, I was 19 years old. I was working in a holiday place, English camp. And my friend and I, we fell in love with a couple of beautiful British girls. And we dated those girls. And then my friend, was fired from the job, and he told me, I will be back. I will be back. And at that point in time, I did not know that when a Scorpio, so I will be back. It will be. He will be. 3 months later, I was walking out of the office with a mega paycheck in my pocket, and here he was. He says, Louis, remember what you said? We're going to go to England? I said, yes. He said, let's go. And I had nowhere to go. And I thought, hey, I'm not going to let him down. And then we went to London. And this Scorpio changes my entire life. So I knew dealing with a Scorpio was going to be a repetition of my life story. Scorpio was death and drama, the reincarnation process, the decay principle, the new life, the ego. So I was to rebirth with this man on my phone. And he opened a brand new world. He's in charge of it. If you haven't been to MySpace.com, well, it's MySpace.com/Dr. Cherry, very simple, D-R-T-U-R-I. Go there. And what you're going to see is not even a scratch of what is going to happen later on in terms of designing, in terms of options and promotions. And all the very famous people, there's only 3 or 4 people in there that are world known already as friends. And a bunch of other people like you, which are very nice, and even a little 13-year-old girlfriend who wants to be my friend. See, I turn nobody down. So if you're in my space, become my friend. And if you're not, get in there. You can it will open a brand new horizon for you. It's just incredible. So that is pretty much what's going on as far as MySpace.com is concerned. So be ready, because very soon I'm going to have a lot of very famous people that would endorse and support me. And if you're my friend, maybe you can also use me as your friend in helping you. That's what we have for now. We are just a few minutes away from the first initial half an hour. And if you want me to talk a little bit on how this moon in Scorpio is going to affect you, or if you want me to check on your dragon, well, it'll be your opportunity to call the 800 number, and from there I will take care of you. All right. Now, what else going on in my life? I'm pretty happy. I have a lot of friends from all over the world, a lot of clients, a lot of students, and I'm about to go to Hawaii. Some very, very privileged select students are waiting for me over there. That's going to be very, very interesting. I have first to speak at Waikiki Beach at the convention center for 2 days. I'm going to be doing a couple of lectures. And if you want to know my schedule, if you're in Hawaii or you want to know what's going on, again, go to my website and click on the banner, live course in Hawaii, astropsychology live course in Hawaii. There is a banner right there for you, so you can read all that. So I'm going to be lecturing in Honolulu for a couple of days. Then I'm going to fly to Hilo, where I'm going to spend another few days teaching a bunch of very, very gifted and privileged select souls that the universe has picked for me. These people are going to be the teachers of the teachers. These people are already set by the universe to be part of my own fate in promoting the new age of Aquarius and freeing the spirit of man from his fears and religious poisoning. So all of those people are going to have a blast. Of course, 90%, I'd say 95% are females. I've got a few guys there coming. It's a full class. Over 30 people are going to be there. And still, I think I have one seat left. So if you're interested and you feel like you want to jump in, you better do it yesterday. Hurry before that seat goes. Somebody just cancel. I had like 3 or 4 students canceling for specific reasons. And again, every one of them ordered a course by mail. And that made me feel good, because not for the money goes in and out, but for the information. And I'm trying to make these people aware that even though they are not going to be in Hawaii physically with me, they are still privileged select. They are still picked up by the universe over the billions of humans in this life, in this world, to learn from me. And from there to expand the wisdom to the rest of the world. So that makes me very proud and very happy to know that they are all excited, you know, and it's Hawaii, so I might be working pretty hard, 5 or 6 hours every single day, but, you know, after 4 o'clock, it'll be time to go party, and that means going to the beach, that means enjoying good food, good drinks, yeah? That means also, who knows, swimming with the dolphins and, you know, doing some snorkeling and enjoying the beach and doing the energy of Hawaii. And, you know, I lived in Hawaii for a couple of years, so it is just a beautiful, exotic place, and I missed it. I always wanted to go back to Hawaii, but I didn't want to go and waste my time, so to speak. I'm so busy. And, well, I ain't going to be wasting time for sure. That's going to be a very, very pleasurable time for me and for my students. And, of course, lots of people have told me, Dr. Chewy, when you're done with that course, I want to take the course. I cannot make it to Hawaii, so, hey, be my guest. There are going to be a lot of cities every single word that I'm going to say, everything that I'm going to be teaching about the subconscious, about Kabbalistic healing, about the secret of the universal mind, or indeed astral psychology, will be crystallized in those cities. Going to be a few of them, and you can take the course. Don't have to be live. You can take it by mail. Okay? You can take it, and you can graduate. You can get the books. You can get the DVDs. You can get everything that you need. If you feel that you can learn from me, it'll be available to you. It's $1,000 for the full course with your graduation. We'll turn you into an astral psychologist. And I'm also planning to teach another live course, but that will be in Sedona. We're planning it, so it'll be probably early next year sometimes. I think the same old story. Make sure to sign up to my newsletter so that you're being kept informed of the latest development of what Dr. Chui is all about and what he's doing. So those newsletters have a lot to offer. Sometimes there is also deals, so sign up. And pass them up, pass them on. My information are valuable. And if I can help someone, then it makes my day. So, in many ways, that's what's going on as far as the course in Hawaii is concerned. I'm going to be going to Chaco Canyon before going to Hawaii, celebrating the solstice. I'm going to be, of course, talking about the moon, talking about the dragon to a bunch of beautiful people that have also decided to meet me there. And all the information, of course, are on my website. So if you really want to know what's happening in Chaco Canyon, if you want to go there, if you want to have fun and celebrate the solstice, okay, go to my website, click on the banner. All the information that you need are on my website. This is why I have a website. Sometimes it makes me, I wonder sometimes, I say, why would anybody call me, asking me anything about readings, about books, and series, and lectures, and God knows what, when you have everything spread up, drchui.com. And most of the time I say to these people, do you have a computer? Do you have access to a computer? They say, yes, I do. I said, well, have you been to my website? Yes. Okay. Well, did you see this? Did you see that? Yes. I guess people need confirmation. But it's kind of a waste of time, you know, especially when I have a lot of things to do every single day. So if I can avoid to pick up the phone, it'd be a good thing till I find Mrs. Wright. By the way, I have a forum, and I need you to help me. I need someone to become a moderator on my forum. I got like, you know, over 1,000 people on that forum. And then sometimes you have jerks, you know, that write stupid things, Christians or God knows what. And I need a moderator. I need somebody who can read all that and clean it. Again, my webmaster, Alan, will train you very, very easy, give you the password, give you the access to the forum so that you can go there and run the show, being the moderator, because Dr. Chui is much too busy to take care of all these posts and everything else. Then I need also somebody which is willing to answer some of those posts using a lot of common sense, if you advance, if you're a student, it would be even better. But, you know, there is so many different topics that people want to talk about. So just to keep it alive, it is kind of cooling down a little bit because I had somebody that hijacked it, you know. And then the hijacker used everybody in there to sign the emails. Unwanted junk mail to these people. So I had to kill it. I had to kill it completely and clear up the spyware so that my people don't get harassed with unwanted email. So that's taken care of. So it's been down for a few days, but it's up and running now for about a week and a half, and I still have people posting and doing all sorts of things. Angela was supposed to take care of it, but her father, sad enough, is very sick. And she has to, you know, stay with him. She has to work with her dad, hoping to get his health back together. which, of course, is part of my prayer, and I'm asking you to join me on that one to make sure Angela's dad gets healthy so that she can relax a little bit. She just had bypass heart surgery, and it was nearly dead, and he just made it up. You know, much of your thoughts help him to recuperate, but, you know, age and stress and surgery and chemical that keep him alive wear him down. So that's usually the way it is. And that's why it's very important for you, you know, first of all, to keep a positive attitude. Because if you're depressed and if you're negative, you are using the negative force against you. It's just the way it is. Of course, you have to be careful not to stack yourself with doctor prescriptions and medications, because they don't really care after you. They don't care. They, you know, they want to sell you the drugs, and they make money. Yeah, this is the way it is, you know. And then they're making new names every single day about every little thing. You know, it has to be a disease for the FDA to approve the drug, so they're going to make different scientific names. And the drug, or the appropriate drugs that will fix your ailment, of course, the same drug that will stop the headache will make you constipated for the next 3 months, but, you know, that's the side effect. You got to use common sense. You know, be positive and remember that you are what you eat. So, if you eat a cow, chances are you're going to turn yourself into a cow. Just the way it is, okay? Try not to eat anything that has eyes or air, and as much as you can. You know, stay natural. If not, your body is going to store the fats, the meat, and all the fat is going to be stuck in your guts, and then you're going to start to put weight, it would be impossible to get rid of. You know, tonight I cooked. Do you know what I cooked? When I say I cooked, I don't cook anything. I went shopping, and I looked in the vegetable department for a lot of vegetable that I never seen before. Oh, what is that? What is type of root is that? I never seen that. So I take it, you know, just cut it in pieces and test it. It's just a few cents. If I don't like it, if the test is bitter or whatever, so I know I have to put less, because that is a natural antibiotic. And if it's hot, like cayenne pepper, garlic, or anything else for that matter, ginger, then, well, that's natural antibiotic that would thin my blood and that would stop anything that is cholesterol. You know, you got to use common sense. You don't need these doctors. You have everything on your food store if you buy natural things and you stay natural. Just use common sense. So I catch a bunch of vegetables, a lot of roots, put some lemon. I made my own French dressing, you know, the pure olive oil and vinegar, mustard and white wine and, you know, everything, onions that I need. And then I shake it all up, put all that in there. And I put that dressing on top of the salad. And guess what? It's all inside me. Now, it's all true, it's all natural, it's all beautiful, it's all healthy. And guess what? Much of the biggest problem that people have, which is the seat of all cancers, is coming from the colon, the intestines. Well, I ain't going to have much problem in a couple of hours as all this is going to go through and do its own work, which is cleaning all the fecal, all the fecal matters that are surrounded the inside of your guts. It's just the way it is. Sounds disgusting, doesn't it? But the fact of the matter is part of your life. You know, your elimination principle, your guts, your intestines have to be kept clean. And the only way to do so is by eating roots, eating vegetable, carrot and celery. Put some tomatoes if you want to. Put some garlic. Get some endives. Get some celery. Anything and everything that's green, that's red, anything that is natural. Cut it in small pieces. Mix it thoroughly. Put some dressing and stick that in you. I guarantee you that you're going to feel the power, because that is what your body needs to rebuild itself, to reestablish its atomic structure. If you eat too much fat, chicken, cows, burger, sausages, bacon, eggs, milk, guess what? You're going to turn yourself into a cow or a pig. I mean, I'm not making it up. Look around you. 99.9 of the people don't understand that you got to be very careful what you put inside of you because you're going to become that. Well, I'm so lucky that I have this awareness and this wisdom at my age. People take 15 years, 15 years out of my real age. Wow, what a compliment. And that gives me the strength to take my dog, walk him out every night once or twice. Give me the strength to jump in my pool, to work around the house. Naturally, I'm an ADD, remember? Attention deficit disorder, and I'm ADHD too. I'm extraordinarily active. You will never see me sitting on my butt. Right now, I am walking all around my house. I have probably walked a mile since I started this show. I walk up and down, back and forth, outside, inside. I'm constantly in motion. You will not see me sitting on my butt. And that is the beauty of having so much nervous energy because the power is there. I have to get rid of it. And how do I get so much power? Because I eat things that are alive. I eat things that are natural, that builds the body, that recharge my batteries. Just use common sense. What if you put in the ground a seed, a flower seed? What will you get in a year from now? Well, let me tell you what you're going to get. You're going to get a 12-foot high sunflower giving you hundreds, if not thousands, of more life-supporting seeds. Correct? All right. Well, now put a number of it in the ground. What are you going to have next year? That's what you put inside of you. And that's why it's important to understand that the element of life is to be found in life. Don't cook things. If you have to, okay, cook, but steam is better. And if you have to, make it a rule every day to eat a salad, to eat something green. Go and get yourself some oranges. Some melon, some strawberry, you know, get yourself some apple, some grapes, and just juice all that. 5, 6, 10 fruits will be concentrated in one glass. You are eating 3 apples, 4 oranges. You're eating a bunch of strawberry and grapes, much more. By drinking the concentrate juices. And don't tell me, well, this is not natural, you got to eat with it, blah, 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 blah. Now, what's not natural is to, have somebody to take your heart out, to burn a cancer or cut a cancer out of you. That's not natural. Okay? So get the concentrated fruits. Now, you could do the same with vegetable. When I get up in the morning, you know, I get to get some cucumber. Well, if you don't like the taste of cucumber in the morning, well, just mix it with some pineapple, you know, and put some carrots in it. You know, put some what I call the natural blood transfusion. Anything that is, it's so beautiful to put life in you. I'm telling you, when I drink my juice, whether it be fruits or vegetable, I feel like a tornado inside. Oh my gosh, and if I don't have it, I don't feel too good, to tell you the truth. You know? I have trained my body to accept life. I got plenty of red cells, plenty of white cells. I got my immune system right up. I can't even remember the last time I had a cold or an infection. And if I cut myself, if I do something 2 or 3 days later, it's all gone. I got a beautiful skin. I got beautiful natural energy around me because I eat healthy. I eat things that are life. Ah, well, doesn't mean that I am a freak when it comes to health. Oh, trust me, I'm very popular, you know that. So if I have a date and I'm not going to impose my views and my philosophy or my habits on my pretty girlfriend. Well, if she wants to have a steak, well, I'm going to have a filet. Also, if I'm normal, I will have my filet. Trust me, I'm French. So if she wants to have some red wine, hey, you bet, I will order it for her and for me. So realize that you can have dead food. You can have good food is bad food, put it this way. You can have all that, but don't make it a habit. You know, when you're done partying and when you're done with your red wine, well, hey, go back to your natural element. And remember what Pasteur said. Pasteur said, a very famous French physician, a glass of wine a day will keep the doctor away. And why? Because the red wine or the alcohol in the red wine helps to break down the fat you eat in your steak or in your chicken or the milk you had the day before, the in the morning or something. So, you know, a glass of wine will not hurt your liver. Now, if you drink a bottle of wine or two or three a day, of course you're going to run down your liver. You're going to use common sense. You can have absolutely anything you want as long as you keep it in balance. But as a rule, it may be a good idea if you stay natural. Most importantly, you are a battery. Two eyes, two arms, two legs, two feet, two sides of the brain, the yin and yang, up and down, black and white. You distribute your weight on two legs, so you're symmetrical. Most importantly, you have to realize that there is a positive and there is a negative in both the physical and the spiritual world. It's your option each time to unplug yourself from life when you're negative, when you're depressed, when you have guilt, when you have fears. And that is the seat of all disease, because it shuts down your immune system. You plug yourself again. Be happy. Do something. Be creative. You know, eat the good food so you'll have the energy. Be smart. Ask for the light. Ask for that positivity, because it's all over you. But hey, the less you want to move, the less your subconscious will give you something to do, or the less energy is going to give you, because you don't need it, you don't ask for it. The less you want to apply your will and sleep all day long, so be it. You're going to go through life sleeping. Hey, you know what I teach my student? You got plenty of time to rest when you'll be dead. Now, don't be silly. You have the miracle of life in you. You have the marvelous opportunity to be alive, to appreciate it, to feel. Even if you hurt, you still feel. And that is a blessing in itself, so that you can fix it and feel good when you don't hurt anymore. And that is the beauty of being alive, to be aware. And don't think, oh my gosh, my life is miserable. I had this little girl that came and see me the other day. My gosh, 16 years old. She had an accident. She came in my house in a wheelchair. She looked at me and she says, Dr. Cherry, you could give me the worst of all your patients and the worst of your clients. I'd be so happy to take that problem if I could just walk. So you dare letting yourself down. You are opening that door. You are walking straight to me or to anybody that cares for you. You don't even appreciate or know what you have unless your legs are cut off or you get an accident that, like this little girl did, and realize what you don't have. So I dare you to feel negative. I dare you to feel depressed. I dare you, because most of the time you're smart, you're beautiful, and you're healthy more than what you actually realize. And that is a blessing in itself that you should tap on and realize. You could be blind. You could be sick. You could be paralyzed. You could be fighting in Iraq. You could be dying of AIDS. You could be in jail. Ho, ho, ho. Listen. Your life is not that bad when you look at it. You're well ahead of a lot of people. And that's why you got to appreciate who you are. You got to appreciate what you have. You got to appreciate your option to raise your vibration and to do even better. Not just for you, because I am at that point. I have it all. I'm blessed, very popular. A lot of people hate me because I have so much. And most of all, I am loved. I am loved by every single age, from 18 years old to 90 years old, and even younger, they love me. Some people are reluctant to see me as who I am. But I tell you what, you may want to wish to grow up and be like me, because there is nothing wrong in having a very busy, successful sex life and business life. I am alive, people. I am alive. I am not dead. I'm happy. I enjoy. I feel. I give. I receive. That is my reward. A lot of people out there don't even know what it means to be happy or to feel anything. I had the most beautiful girl sitting next to me. The most delightful, wonderful, attractive, model-type girls with absolutely no life in them, no drive, no feeling, no appreciation. And I was just wondering, how is it possible for such a beauty to already be dead? And there I am, having a blast, enjoying every second of my life like if there be no tomorrow, realizing the blessings that were given to me in terms of wisdom, experience, love, success. I have that energy and everybody wants it. And why not? So I share it. I give myself. What's beautiful has to be shared. This is why an insecure man will be jealous and possessive of his beautiful wife. Well, then get her fat. Get her ugly. Get her sick. That's what you want. And then she's going to go because you don't want that. So be thankful that you have a beautiful person, physically or spiritually or both, with you. Appreciate her. Love her, respect her, give love to her, and hopefully she give it back to you. For if she doesn't, then she's not worth it to be with you. That's how I see it. So to all the ladies out there, if the man that you want to be with doesn't give you the time of the day, maybe it'd be time for you to get another watch. Maybe it's time for you to use your head instead of your heart. Maybe it's time for you to learn to let go so that the universe can bring you the person that deserves you. Who am I to let anyone be unhappy? If I am with somebody and that person wants to be with someone else, well, so be it. Who am I to stop you being happy, to stop you find true love, true happiness? And I always, always open the door, because the door is open for me too. And this is how you have to think. But because you have maybe low self-esteem, a fear of being alone, a fear of not being appreciated, you stay where you're at with people that have no respect for you, don't love you, don't care for you. Hey, what are you doing? Hello? There is beautiful people out there, and you ain't going to get going into your new life until you let go of your past and your old shelf. So, let it be my message to you. Let it be my message to accept death, because there is no death. Let it be my message to you to accept a new life if you like this better, because life and death, or death and life, is the same thing. You have to be dead in order to be born again. You have to let go of the old you, the old people, before the new one comes into your life. You have to raise your vibration to the old you, to the weak you, to the beautiful you, to the new you. And that is what life is all about. So let it be a message with this moon in Scorpio tonight to realize how important it is for someone to die in order to be born again, better, stronger, wiser, richer in every possible ways and in every means of the words. Success. Trust me, I went through hell and died so many times in my crazy life so that I can build myself each time better and stronger to who I am today and what I do today. And it's just the beginning. The older I get, the stronger I get. The older I get, the healthier I get. The older I get, the younger I get. Get that? Because that's what's going on. I'm turning the clock backwards. I know how. Maybe you want to listen. Because you could do that for yourself too. Works for me. Should work for you. Well, people, we come at the end of Dr. Terry Starlight Show. I want to take this opportunity to thank every one of you. You've been literally glued, as always, to your computer, to your speakers. I know many of you have told me, Dr. Terry, don't stop talking. Just tell us. Feed us with your energy through your words. I feed myself. Through your words, I raise my vibration. Through your words, my ego, my soul are fulfilled. Through your words, I am alive. You don't need to call. I know you're listening. That's good enough for me. So remember my pledge. Remember my pledge. Help me. Go to my website. Copy and paste my last prediction. Give it to George Norrie. Make him aware that all that transpired, major news, the exact date, and in the quatrain, was given to him. All right, people. We'll talk to you next Wednesday. Thank you for listening. This is Dr. Terry Starlight Show.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.